Oh, hi. I know what a real comedy fan wants. You want to talk to real comedians just like me. So call now, 646-710-0949, and talk to real comedians in your area just like me. I know what a real comedy fan wants. I know all of their desires. So pick up the phone right now and call a comedian.
The hottest takes from the hottest comedians every Wednesday night live from the green room of the Stan Comedy Club in New York City.
If you're 18 years or older, comics are standing by to talk to you. You want to talk about current events, music, news, sports, life, boys, girls, make sure to call the bathhouse.
Real comedians, real comedy, real fun.
Call in to the bathhouse every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. 646-710-0949. Local charges may apply. Call now, boys. Is that too gay?
I mean,
pretty gay.
Turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't want to turn on my light switch, yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit, yeah. They don't want to turn on my light switch, yeah. Now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit, ha. They don't want to turn on my light switch, yeah. They don't want to turn on my light switch, yeah. They don't want to turn on my light switch, yeah. They was trying to get me on my hype shit, yeah. They don't want to turn on my light switch, yeah. And they tried to down me up some KO type shit, yeah. They don't want to turn on my light switch, yeah. Now we pulling up.
Everybody, welcome back to an all new episode of The Bathhouse. Already with the looks, Colin?
It's just a little.
Oh, it's loud?
It sounds a little
distorted?
Yeah, it's a little blown out.
Oh, you can adjust it here. You guys all have your own controls. I don't know which ones they're connected to.
I don't think
to.
It's because of the headphones, though.
No? My headphones sound good.
Now I can't hear a thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's perfect.
You. There we go. Hello, that's hello, me. Hello, that was me. Hello, that was me.
Hello,
that was me.
Hello, hello,
that was
me. Hello. Every me. Single one. And mine was the last one.
Yeah.
You're hello, 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 hello.
How's that? Is that better?
Hello, 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 hello.
Yeah, that is better.
Oh, okay.
All right, we're going north on this one.
I'd like a little higher. No, fine. I'd like that. Okay, thank you. Fuck you.
Hold on.
Dude.
Let me fix mine.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Bunch of,
hey, don't touch mine.
Bunch of tricksters. Oh, Adrian, I just messaged you.
I messaged you back.
Oh, lady. I didn't see that. Okay.
I'll get up.
Okay, Gio, sorry, man.
Did you
Gio stepped in for on your, but then... I know. No, you count.
You're a chick.
You count. Thank you, Gio. We'll get you back next week. Gio Perez, everybody.
Thank you.
Sorry, man. Gio. Gio. Sorry, man. Yeah. What's that? No, you were. He was already here. He's been on lots of times. He's been on lots of times. He can come back on. Grab a seat. Okay, so.
Gio's gonna be crying in the bathroom.
No, Gio's a friend of the show.
The chat is going nuts.
Derek Drescher.
RIP, Gio.
Derek Drescher, though, is loving it. Welcome to the show. Thanks. Thank you for coming.
Thanks.
You can adjust your headphones there, by the way. Colin was fucking with it. I think you're number one.
Yeah.
I think you're one.
Number one.
You are number
okay,
one.
So anyways, the two of you are the first time on the show. All you need to know is it's sometimes people call into the show.
Okay.
And then you can hang up on people for any reason you like.
Oh,
you
nice.
Don't need one. And then call them. You've been on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all we need to know.
I love that power.
What's the most petty reason someone's hung up on a caller?
Honestly, you don't have to have a reason. You don't. There's been all sorts of reasons, but you don't require a reason. I don't know. What, Johnny, what do you think the most petty reason is? I don't think any. It's usually just whatever is funny. So how's the fight training going? You got a fight coming up?
Dude, I have a fight
against
November.
Primetime Alex Stein.
Primetime 99, the pimp on a blimp.
Are there odds for this shit? Can one bet on this? I guess no, because then there's too much like potential for funny business.
I mean, what? I'm going to throw a fight?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm not saying you would throw it.
Would never take a dive.
No, I would never insinuate that.
I'll give you $25 to die.
I'll double your
fighting?
Purse.
Who are you fighting?
Alex Stein. noted right wing troll.
Okay. Alex Stein. Yeah.
Yeah, you might recognize him from.
Oh,
just
kind of looks like Tucker Carlson.
Prick.
Yeah.
Oh, he was shouting at AOC one time.
Yeah.
He called her a big booty
Latina. Look at that big ass.
Big booty.
Look at that big juicy booty.
That just sounds like a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah, but she didn't take it as one.
No.
She went down and she was like crying. She made.
Yeah.
Video. She was like, he said this. He said, look at that big ass. Look at that big juicy booty.
Yeah.
I've never been insulted so much in my life. It was like one of the funniest things of all time. All
right, we got a first call. God willing, this works.
Hang up.
Hello. Does it work? I don't know.
Yo,
Gilly, how's it going, man?
It's going good, dude. Just out here.
How's the button coming along? So Gilly is a regular caller of the show, and he's making me a button, like a fucking button, so that you just whoever wants to smash the button will hang up instead of having to like press the thing. Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, well,
how's it coming?
It's going good. Not whoever wants to smash it. There's only a couple of people that can't smash it. I don't want to break the button.
Can I hang up on this guy?
You know who those people are.
There you go. See, imagine that we had the button.
Yo,
you just go, bam.
And what was his...
Who's he going to say only certain people could do the button?
I don't know. I imagine he wasn't referencing you.
I don't care.
Yeah, but
it's gotta be
he
women.
You don't like...
He might have meant women.
It would be.
And Latinos.
And Latinos,
if he made a racist button, that is pretty impressive. Like if you slap it and went, too black. Nope. Like that's like more impressive than his hatred.
It didn't recognize.
I don't mind the hatred. I just don't want him saying who can press the button.
Sure. Well, once he sends it to me,
it can register if it's been backhanded.
You're sending it to the show.
Yeah, you're sending it to the show.
Anyone can be able to touch the racist button.
I'm more interested in the design of this button.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Is it injected in there, or is it just like a device?
He says it's. He sent me. I'll show you a photo of it.
Because I can understand a big device.
Do you want me to try and get him on the phone again?
We try to make a point not to call people back.
But
it's a little desperate.
Goes,
no, but that's the button. That's what we got currently.
Okay. Oh, and then it's going to connect to the phone.
Yeah, I think it'll connect via lightning, and then it's going to get broken at some point.
What is it? What type of guy is this? Some little weird IT guy?
I don't know what type of guy Gilly is. If Adrian didn't hang up on him, I guess.
He's the kind of guy.
He sounds like it.
Yeah, the kind of guy who builds triggers in his basement.
Yes.
I'm seeing a connection. Yeah.
He's a handy guy.
For sure.
Really, MacGyvering.
We haven't got it working quite yet, so we'll see once it comes.
So see him back.
I wonder if the button can also pick up the calls. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
Shout out to Mike. I hope you beat Alex Stein. Have you ever fought a bigger guy than you?
Yeah, Boogerbeard was bigger than me last year. And I fought him at Skankfest.
So he's got like the reach.
Yeah. He definitely.
So you know how to deal with him. I'm a tiny dude. So like I grew up fighting guys that are way bigger than me. So you just got to know how to gas them out and everything.
Yeah, I want to, you know, I mean, there's no secret here, right? You get on the inside of a guy like that and you crack him with one big overhand and you know, his big-ass head's going to fly back and he'll hit the canvas and that'll be that.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, awesome.
How many rounds?
Oh, but no offense to your unofficial daddy, but Lewis is going to lose. Tim Butler is going to win.
All right.
I don't want to say that, but.
There we go.
All right. Well, we're not talking about me anymore. So let's hang up. No, I'm over it.
I mean, he's loyal. He's a loyal man.
Exactly.
Yeah. How much have you been training? You look svelte.
Dude,
how much weight have you lost?
50 pounds.
Jesus.
Yeah. 50 pounds since July.
You're still up. Yeah, but okay. But let's go back to.
Oh, yeah.
Let's add another year. You're still up. You're fucking. Yeah, you've lost weight since July, but how much have you gained in the last 2 years?
Oh, yeah. No,
he's got a newborn. Yeah. Right, you got a call here.
Oh, you didn't give fucking birth.
Hello? Why do people call the actual number? Hello? You're on the bathhouse. What's that?
They've got that radio.
Hello?
Hey, how's it going? You are on the bathhouse.
Good.
You're on the bathhouse. What's your name?
Oh, this is DSO. What's up, RLC?
Who's DSO? Do you know him?
No, I'm assuming RLC is Racist Live Chat.
Oh, Racist Live.
That's right. RLC representing over here.
Dude, it's good to put a voice to the chat.
He has called every one of you gay.
Dude, the face to the chat is crazy. I was at Skankfest and they're like talking to people and they're like, I'm cunt whore 5,000. I'm like, what? And he's like, and then they're like, you don't know cunt whore? He's in the chat all the time. I was like, I don't read it. I don't.
I'm not in the chat. No.
There's a guy that makes
porn,
deepfakes, porn.
The deepfork.
Did you meet that guy?
No.
Yo, shout out Bricks. That guy Bricks? Is on it,
yes.
Dude.
And I was like, oh,
maybe I did meet.
I have a question. I have a serious question for Harrington.
Go ahead. What's up?
How many more times are you going to get Alex pregnant before you guys break up?
Probably like once more, and I asked her to marry me, so that's death till you part.
How many more times get Alex pregnant before you guys break up? Gangster, buddy. Have a good night. Thank you, guys.
Okay. He's like, I'm out.
Baba booey, baba booey.
Just click.
What was that? Oh, he heard himself. That
yeah, he heard him.
Oh, we heard. Yeah. No matter what era you're in, it's 20 year 2023. It could be 1985. People do not know that.
You have to turn your radio off. Folks.
Otherwise, you just hear it.
Was it. As soon as he heard himself back, he's like, "Oh, I made it. I can hang up now."
Yeah.
Got nervous. Click, click.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we're at. But anyways, so you lost 50 pounds?
50 pounds since July. I got on the scale at 273. I'm around 223 right
now. Nice. And you got to be under 225?
Yeah, I got to be
under 225. Is there's like a weigh-in? The day before?
We're weighing in on Friday.
Nice. Okay, we got a call. We got another call here. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse. Hello. This is another member of the racist live chat. Nope. All right. Nothing. All right. Well, I don't know. Sometimes we have technical issues, but I don't think that's what that was. How much do you piss with that thing?
I mean, it is absolutely constant. Because it's like, yeah, I mean, I start, like, it has like the time you're supposed to be drinking it by, and I'm actually up at 7 a.m. now every day because of the baby, so...
That sounds like a nightmare.
That does
what
sound like
having a baby and getting up at seven. I love
or just carrying the world's biggest bottle around. You got a baby in one arm and the bottle in the other.
Yeah,
it's obnoxious. Right. No one wants to see
you
do that shit.
For the baby's bottle.
Call here. Hello.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Oh, thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Noxious.
Mm-mm. I don't think it's working, Johnny. I think we...
I can hear him, but...
Yeah, it's because we can hear him over the speakerphone. Okay, we got to unpair this. Occasionally we have this issue. This is Australian piece of garbage that this is this board. Oh, no, it unconnected, actually.
I disconnected.
Oh, you disconnected it. Should I try and pick it up? Yeah. Okay, let's see this. This occasionally happens. Hello? No, I don't think so. We're going to restart the board?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to restart the board, everybody. Please talk amongst yourselves for 30 seconds. We'll be right back. All right, we're back,
one,
everybody.
Two,
God willing that...
Nine. Are we running?
Yeah, we're good. Yeah, yeah.
I almost said the N-word.
Oh, you can do that.
No.
I don't ever monetize any of these episodes on YouTube.
Oh, so yeah, that's why I wouldn't say the N-word.
Yeah, yeah, I would
that's
never.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, yeah.
So you could get $20.
He won't 20? Are you kidding? Try like a dollar. Hello, thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, how's it going?
The bathhouse?
This is the bathhouse. You called into the bathhouse, and you are now on the bathhouse. What is your racist live chat handle?
Yeah,
sir?
No shit. Well, because I'm BSO, called out the RLC, this is Mel Dog, so I'm going to call out the gas chamber. And so, fuck all you guys, and have a good night.
Okay. Harrington, is these the type of fine people that you go?
Dude, I don't know, because people are, surprisingly, these are the kind of people who are free on a Wednesday night to watch this
so
show.
Is this the racist live chat? Is that what I'm on? What is going on?
No, no, no. This is the bathhouse. If you've ever been on like rap, I'm sure you've done rap or whatever, so they have the racist live chat.
Oh,
that's what they call it, is their live chat.
Been on it
this is what they call it. No, no, no. This show is not a racist show. This is just a call-in show. Sorry. I mean, it could be. We'll see where we get there. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey. Are y'all working in now?
Yeah. Yeah. We're all working.
Just another Race of Live chat member calling in.
That is the audience.
Yeah.
I guess there's a real crossover here. I mean, I'll tell you what. This is episode 43 of this show. The racist live chat has never been mentioned once until tonight.
Wow.
Never Harrington once. Brought him there was never a single mention of the racist live chat. And he's related to Robert E. Lee. Never come up.
That's not come up?
Dude. Can
no, I'm saying the racist live chat's never come up.
So. All right, so we're at 3 right now. If we get to 43 racist live chat callers, that's an average of 1 per episode. Let's try
that'll
to get,
probably get me a strike.
Not enough.
That'll probably get me a strike.
I can make that happen. I'm in the Telegram.
I'm in the Telegram, of course. Do you have some sort of conch that you could be like, oh, and then
they're all sharing a bed right now. Like the fucking
isn't that the saddest thought? Like the funniest. Just bunch like racist Willie, people in one bed.
In one bed.
Just 12 of them all. Just like fucking.
No, they're like end to end, like the Willy Wonka's
exactly,
grandparents.
Exactly like that.
Yes.
A couple of my friends when they moved to New York, the two guys shared a bed for a year. Shared a bed.
No, it's
that's wild.
It's
like
grinding.
Like not even like a queen size mattress either. It was not even a.
You got to grind. You got to do the grind. It is what it is.
Yeah. It was. All right. Let's see who this is. Hello. Next call in the bathhouse. Shout out to all right.
Fuck you.
What was that?
He took his own life. I was praying for a shout out to the racist.
Oh, the racist live chat.
Yo, it's just me.
Is this simulcast on Gas Digital right now or something without my permission?
I don't know.
Hello, thanks for calling the bathhouse. Dude, Mike Harrington comes on and it's a fucking just weird episode all of a sudden.
There's a guy butt dialed. There's a guy just butt dialed.
This is not good.
Hello, Gilly. Welcome back.
Gilly.
Gilberto.
Gilly.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah. For some reason, I can't hear you.
You can't hear us?
Gilly. Is this the guy's building the button?
This is the guy building the button.
The button builder.
Yes, the button builder. Yes.
Is this inspiring confidence for us?
Oh, he just blew up. He just
can't make a phone call.
Hello. This has been like the biggest shit show.
I love the idea this guy has no technical abilities at all. Like he just has a piece of paper on the wall and he's like trying to figure it out. Like,
hello, you're on the bathhouse. Is there a way that they can't hear us? Surely there's no way that they can't hear us.
There's Johnny.
I mean, someone would be saying hello at this point, no? Yeah. Okay, let's try this again. Hello, Gilly.
Hey, first.
Hey.
For some reason, I don't think I can hear you guys.
You can't hear us? Okay. How's that even possible?
Yeah, I'm watching the live stream. I can't hear you on the headset.
There's no way.
No.
Weird. Well, that's a new one.
If I say elephant, you say elephant. Elephant. Say elephant.
Well, there's a delay.
I know, but because I don't trust them. I don't trust this Gilly man.
Elephant.
There you go. He can hear us.
Okay, so Johnny, what do you think this one is? Should we try and unpair it? This is a new one. That's new one. That's a brand spanking new one right there.
Johnny couldn't even come up with a guess. He's just looking at the board waiting for an answer.
It's usually the opposite.
He is fucking fried. He has no idea.
It's usually the opposite where we can't hear them and they can hear us.
Johnny just keeps
going. Dude, a lot of firsts on this episode. Episode 43.
I like to say it's probably par partly my fault.
It might be. It's your darkness. Hello.
It's your IUD affecting the...
It's not working? They can't...
Hey,
hello.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Can you hear us?
I can now hear you, yes.
Yes!
Okay. You did it.
We're back.
I prayed to Allah.
it worked. I want to say, let's have a little less fight talk that no one cares about and a little more Colm and Adrian.
Woo!
Ooh.
Sure, sure. I love that. I love that idea. So do you need any advice? Do you have anything you'd like to talk about? There's not really a theme to this show. So
I have a question for Colm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Can't we?
Go ahead. This podcast is basically like when you get cornered after a show, like after a set, and you're like trying to get out of the club, and then someone just corners you and go, hey!
The hand on the shoulder. Yeah. Kind of,
No, I'm actually just fucking around. I like Colm's podcast and think he's funny. So
okay.
And he's one of the few Irish people that I enjoy. So
wow.
I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'll
that's
take
fine. That.
You know what it is? When they say that to me, I go, yeah, that's great. But for some reason... female comedians, when someone goes, you're a great comedian, I don't usually like women. Uh-huh. You guys find that as an insult. Whereas if that was my situation, I'd be like, yeah, they all suck. I'm the best.
I'm the best.
I
yeah.
broke the curse. I'm the best.
Let him tell me that, and then I'll be like, that's great. Thank
yes.
you.
But do you ever get upset? Do you get upset if someone goes, hey, I thought you were funny?
I can't just say I'm
funny.
I saw
her at Madison Square Garden. What does she need people telling her she's good?
We're comedians. You need every 5 seconds.
I guess.
But I'm just saying, if someone said to me, is like, look, I don't usually find comedy funny, but you... made me laugh. I'm like, that's yeah. great.
No, I actually saw Adrian also opening for Ari back in like 2019 at the Borgata Theater.
Ooh, was that a good show?
It was great. You were okay. hilarious, but
nice.
Thanks. I'm a fan. That's awesome. What I'm saying. I'm giving big ups. I love to give big ups to all the people
cool, man.
There.
Do you have anything else? Because I mean, you've ensured that neither of them are going to hang up on you.
Keep it moving.
Now you
yeah,
got.
Yeah, we're not going to say anything.
All right, new caller.
There's
hello.
There's a
welcome back to the bathhouse.
Oh no.
Hello.
Seems like you're having a little bit of technical difficulties.
We can hear you. Can you not hear us?
I.
Yeah, that's your phone.
Oh, dude. Now I can hear you.
Thank God.
No. It's not. No. I can hear you guys fine now, but there was like static and stuff in between.
Let me tell you, there is nothing worse than doing a live show like this.
This is
about.
Oh, of course. Of course.
And it never does. Yeah.
Shout out to Mike Harrington. Please hire me for Gas Digital because Bobby Hush hated me and would refuse to hire me.
Make the button and then we'll talk.
Feel about
this isn't
Gilly.
This
isn't the same guy.
My bad.
This isn't Gilly.
Well, you make a competitive button.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever makes the best button.
Just sew a button to a shirt. That's more impressive than most people can do. That's like...
It's not that complicated.
Work your way up to an electronic
button. When it
buttons.
Breaks down, it's fucking awful.
Yeah.
Shout out to Irish people.
Yeah, shout out to Irish people.
How do you guys feel about Israel-Palestine? I heard Mike and... Chris from Brooklyn talking about it this week. How do you guys feel about that?
Oh, Mike and Chris.
Do you see any? Do you see any similarities between the?
I don't even know.
Israel
who Mike
Palestine.
And
Chris from
Brooklyn's
Chris
from Brooklyn,
take on the Mike Gaza Strip.
Oh.
On the Gaza Strip. Do you see any comparison between the North?
I mean, he actually has the most logical breakdown I've heard, honestly.
Who was it?
I'm on drugs. I don't know.
That's the only answer that you should have.
No, but
say.
Apparently people from like,
I don't know any.
Yeah. But wait, did you say is Palestine similar?
You're not stupid, Colm.
No, it's an impression of.
No, I said, do you see any similarities between the North Ireland and like that dispute? Like, did Northern Irish and like the rest of them, like, do they hate each other? Like, is it real? Like. Is it more than sport hatred? You know how like a sports teams hate each other?
I don't think it's as bad.
No, you never hear about it.
But it is more
but
than
was
sport.
It? No, I guess not now. But like,
but the thing is, it was more than sport because it was like kids and women involved.
Yeah.
You know?
That, well,
so
that's
it's
what
not
I'm
just
saying.
The Eagles versus the Giants. It's
more.
The
Eagles' kids. The Giants are holding the Eagles' kids.
Yes.
We know the Glasgow smile is, right?
I Please. Do, yeah.
Yeah. Please tell us.
It's the Heath Ledger thing from the Joker. That's the Glasgow smile.
They cut you for what? Talking shit, right?
Yeah, they mess up
people.
That's
big in England. There's a lot of the Chelsea smile. It's a lot of slashing. They do a lot of slashing.
Here too.
Or they'll do something weird, wasn't it?
Yeah. No guns. Everything's going to be
fine.
They
put a credit card in your mouth, and then they punch you?
That's like a football hooligan thing, though.
Yeah.
That's
not... As a Jewish person, that would be very confusing because you'd like it at first. You go, what's going on right here? Yeah. You go, why are you putting a credit card in my mouth?
I'm about to make a lot of money.
Okay.
Oh, I thought these guys were about to
make all right. And then they go, ah.
But I was surprised. Mike Harrington and Chris from Brooklyn had a pretty good take on Israel-Palestine.
Let's hear it. You look like you don't remember it.
I think my take was just single combat.
Single combat.
Like there's an Israeli dude in the UFC. There's a Palestinian dude in the UFC. They're the two best fighters. Like two of the like best fighters on the planet. It's single combat. Once and for all, winner gets the Holy Land. Who cares, dude?
No, it's got to be street. No, it's war. You can't be in a fucking octagon with no eye pokes.
Hello.
It's got to be in the desert with a rock.
Yeah. Yo, who's that? Shut up. Who's that talking? Is that Harrington's bitch ass? Who's talking right now?
Oh, it's Harrington's bitch ass.
Alex Stein,
who?
Everybody.
Who are you?
Oh, we can hang out
with
these
guys,
right?
Yeah, I'm a pimp on a blimp. You know who I am. Listen, I want to talk to that.
that's the guy who called AOC.
That's the guy who's fighting. Hello.
Hello. Oh, that's the guy you're fighting.
You can't keep hanging up on him.
Yeah,
that's
good. That's entertaining.
What's his name again?
Alex Stein.
I got to look to see what he looks like.
Yeah, yeah. He's the reason, Alex Stein is the reason that the WNBA flies charter.
Oh, for real?
Yes. So he fucking accosted Brittany Griner at the Dallas airport
Griner.
A few months ago, and it was like national news, and then the WNBA was like, we need to basically take care of the safety of our players, and we're like, we now fly charter.
What's that, private?
Yeah, like because they were normally just flying commercial.
Ooh, good just shit. You didn't think they were making much money last year.
You guys remember?
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Yo, do you remember when Brittany Griner was coming out of the draft and people were accusing her of being a hermaphrodite?
I mean, have you ever seen the topless photos of her? She looks like a man.
Big, tall man. But most of those...
There are topless photos of her. Like that's.
I'm guessing most of those athletes have small tits, though. Just like
no, she looks like actually
a physical benefit when you're playing, probably rather than have big boobies. Yeah, around the
I mean, some of them do. I wonder if anybody's ever
She's
got
also
like a
probably injecting tests from a young age.
I don't know. You think so? To make the WNBA,
to be like the most dominant college basketball player and actually make a little bit of money in the WNBA.
Chicks don't lie.
I mean, she makes all her money in Russia. That's why she went over there. Okay, Alex is coming back. Hello.
What was that all about, Danny?
That was Harrington. So, sorry. So we're going to put the rule on hold.
Yeah, Harrington's scared. Yeah, Harrington's scared. He's going to click hang up because he can't even handle my voice.
Shaking in his boots he is.
So how's the training going? How's the...
Why'd you hang up, Harrington?
Because it was the funniest thing I could possibly
I'm not doing good at all. I'm not doing good at all. I spent my whole morning getting hit in the face by a bunch of Latino boxers, a Filipino boxer, and a black dude. So I'm not doing well at all, honestly.
I got in your head.
I'm training hard, and
I got you to hire more training partners. I love this, Alex.
Well, first of all, I don't hire them. They just want to be associated with me because I'm a pimp on a blimp. You wouldn't know what that's like because I'm not a dick rider. They ride mine, all right? So listen, Harrington, well, now we get in that ring. I hope you're ready because we're going to trade blows. Just like today, when I sat in that ring in that sixth round, I was so tired.
Oh, I thought they were going to blow each other.
Yes, we're fighting each other. Yes.
Blows. He'll blow, man.
Oh, how many if rounds? You lose, you have to blow him.
Oh, so what is it? The lesbian's trying to call me gay now. You're telling me the 300-pound walrus is trying to call me gay? Is that what this is, ma'am?
No, I think you're straight, and that's why it's better.
Is that what
the blowies?
I'm giving Harrington a blowy. Listen, I know a place called
Dude,
Jenny
I'll
Craig
fucking
where I'm going to get you a job
cunt.
There, okay? So I'm not here. Oh, I'm not here to talk to you, you know, Grandma
Come on,
Chick-fil-A,
fucking
okay?
Cunt.
The Chick-fil-A's down the street. You can take Harrington's ass there because I know he can't afford a chicken sandwich, but I'm a pimp on and I'm pissed off. I'm pissed.
Bye, baby.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I said he couldn't hang up on him. I didn't say that for either of you guys. So, dude, he's fired up, man.
Oh, dude, I got under his skin when he came
he's
here.
He's fired
Who
up.
Is he a comic?
He does comedy.
Yeah, he does comedy. He's like, he has a show on The Blaze. He does all those city councils where go to city councils and he trolls these city councils.
I've never seen this guy before.
No? Okay.
Yeah, he always stands up and talks about like his trans kid or something like that.
This is very popular on the internet.
Dude, he was Queers for Palestine.
Yeah, he was. He had a show here that was supporting RFK Jr.'s like vaccine charity like a year ago or maybe two years ago. And then it was the day of Pride. Mm-hmm. And so Pride, like right over on whatever the street, Third Avenue over here.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Or for, like fourth, like it was, you know, they march up and down. And some people were literally walking and they saw him like on the street. And then like someone came and talked to him and then they left. And like 25 of them came back to basically protest him outside of the stand.
That's
and there was
funny.
A protest here. Of him.
Was he? Yeah. He was just standing around, was he?
He had a show here for RFK Jr. has this like charity.
This is the most I've ever had, like, you know, people who I know in this world who've been like, yeah, I mean, like, I met him once, twice. If you could just knock his head off, that would be so cool. Like, I'd really appreciate. He does rub people the wrong way.
Oh, a lot of people didn't have anger towards Booger Beard.
Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse. Hello there.
It's very low, isn't it?
I can't hear this person at all. We can hear... No, I can hear their thing.
That's
right.
Us in the background.
No, that's us, so we can hear them. Hello? You're on the bathhouse.
Hello?
Hi, you are on the bathhouse. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hello? You are on the show. You are on the bathhouse. Did Alex Stein break the phone? Is it possible all the yelling he did broke it? Because this is kind of defies any understanding. Hello. I'm just calling the bathhouse.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello. Hey.
No, he can't hear us?
He's at
what up, what up?
Hey, what's up? Can you hear us?
Hello. Hello.
No, I guess not. How's that even possible?
That boy.
Oh,
I don't know.
I think he killed himself.
Let's try this one. Maybe.
All time great way to go. Someone's Hello? Shooting himself out while on the phone to me.
Yeah. Hey, you're on the bathhouse.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. See the guy who blew his brains out on Facebook Live?
I've heard of it. I've never had the guts to watch it.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Okay, so Who's Johnny, like, I don't know what's happening here.
How old?
What should we try here? Like, should I try to reboot the phone? Ago?
No, how old is
Okay, we're going
to
reboot the phone here. You guys can talk
That's
about
all right. I don't care about 30.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the guy who was like, the police were coming or something?
Kids are sad.
Whoa.
That was the guy with the shotgun?
No. This was just some dude who was doing like a Facebook Live and like he told people, I'm going to kill myself. And they were like, nah, you're not going to. And then he's like, betcha I will. And then that was that.
That, but because there was a, I mean, I think there's more than
sound
one
like
of those.
Someone's going to kill himself. That
but there was one guy with like a shotgun, I believe.
Because the cops were coming?
I don't know if the cops were coming, but there was one guy who was on, maybe the cops were coming, or maybe they'd been called by people who were watching. Because the people were like, sense. Oh, this guy's like threatening to kill himself. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Was it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's kind of short-sighted a bit.
But you can. I'll only do it if you retweet and you're subscribed.
He got 1 million subscribers that day.
I saw someone did the.
Never got his plaque.
I saw someone shot someone by mistake in the car. They were doing a live stream. It was literally like in Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction. Yeah, it was literally like that where they're just talking in the middle of a live and then poof, the head goes off. They're all like, because the person took out the gun. He's like, yo, you don't. And just immediately shot his friend in the face.
On live.
That's
crazy. No way to get out of that one.
Yeah, he's just. And they're like,
okay. Let's
just
try,
covered
let's
in your
try
mates,
this. Sorry about the problems here tonight, everybody. Hello. Oh, yeah, thanks for calling the bathhouse.
What up?
Yo, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. What's going on? Oh, what's up, yes. Harrington?
How you doing?
Harrington, how's the power slap betting going?
Dude, it's going
Oh,
good.
Wait, dude, is that Colin Turrell? Dude, what's up, Colin?
What's up, man?
Yo, mate.
Up the Ra. Yeah, up the Ra. Hell yeah. No, we've changed it. We're up the Hamas.
Up the Hamas.
Yeah?
Up the Hamas.
Yeah, trying to get a little sympathy.
So is Ireland on Team Hamas?
We are Team Palestine for sure.
Are they?
Yeah.
Both parts of Ireland?
The dirty Brits that should go back to fucking England might not be too fucking fond of the Pallies. The Pallies.
Yeah, I think it might be literally like a tenth, maybe like a tenth of America and probably all of England are going with Israel and then everybody else is.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is if anyone. Pretty
you
much
think
any,
only a tenth? Really? You think really
think
only
a
tenth?
Maybe more than a tenth. Maybe half.
I'm a Jew, and I know it's no more. I know it's more than that.
Maybe I should. I've been on Twitter too much.
I've been at the meetings. I've been at the meetings, and I've been at the club events.
Dude? Yeah, we
got some big events.
The Jew meetings.
Big events planned on November 12th.
What's coming November 12th to the 13th?
That's far away. How do you know the war is going to be still going on?
Big clams.
Korans, as you were saying. Has he just been slipping in Jew words the whole time?
It's a Koran plan, if you want to ask me.
He said Korans, he said clans. He snuck in a bunch of words in there while trying to... Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
You know, when
I don't know, but I hope this isn't going to be used as like evidence. That's like one of my biggest fears.
This is going to be in a documentary,
like, in like a court case or something, and then like the jurors have to watch the bathhouse.
I've never seen anything.
No, you guys are all in on the Koran plan, right?
The Koran.
I thought that's what we signed up for.
No.
Jesus.
We didn't sign up for any of this.
Did you have any questions?
Okay. All right.
So you're firmly Team Israel over here?
Well, I'm a supporter of Israel? Yeah. No.
No.
Nah, he's Team Palestine. That's why he's on the Quran plan.
No.
The Quran plan.
No, I'm on the Quran plan, dude. Come on. But I'm also Jewish by blood. So, my great grandpa literally got fucking gassed in Auschwitz, dude.
Damn, dude, you're a sellout.
Shout out him.
See, that's how I'm telling you. That's how bad it's going for the Jews. He just said that. He goes, "I'm still with the Palestinians."
That's how bad it is, dude. That's how CNN sucked me in. CNN sucked me in. I'm sorry, guys.
So your granddaddy? Did you say your granddad got nuked or got gassed?
Yeah. And
How old is your
ring. And how old is he?
How old is your parent?
He's not with us anymore, Colin.
My parents are both in their 70s. How
did your parents not die?
They were probably children.
I know that, but then that's...
No, my parents are both in their 70s.
Oh.
So how did the dad get separated from the kids?
Oh, they separated them.
Your parents were born in the 70s, you said?
No, I said his parents are in their 70s.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that math doesn't add up.
Assuming that the war started in 44, if they were born in 45, that would make you, 80?
My parents were born in the 50s.
So then how was your grandfather...
Yeah, how did you get cast by the Jews in the 40s, by the Nazis in the 40s?
It was my great-great-grandfather.
Oh, okay.
But wait, first of all, it was his grandfather. Now it's his great-great.
Great-grandfather. He didn't even do one more. He goes,
no, that's just an add-up.
Oh, you got to go. Okay, Adrian Appaluccio. You can come back if you want.
They all have kids and they're 8. My great-great-grandfather.
Yeah. Where's Gio?
Joe?
Hey, that's
Gio. If Gio's out there, can you send him over here?
Okay, thank you.
Is that Gio Perez? Go get him.
Gio Perez. Adrian Appaluccio, everybody. She'll be back, hopefully. Sometime in the future.
She ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Hey, ask Gio what it was like talking to...
Sorry, say that?
Ask Gio what it was like talking to, Jerome in the bathhouse.
Who's Jerome?
In jail.
Oh, in jail?
Oh, he'll know who I'm talking about.
There's a bathhouse in jail?
No, do you know Gio's boys from prison?
No, he probably listens to On the Gate, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'm hanging up on him. Hello? You are on the bathhouse.
Am I on the bathhouse?
You are on the bathhouse. Welcome to the show.
Sorry, I was just watching on YouTube on delay.
Okay. No worries. How's it going?
Okay, well, let's talk about hockey now. Oh, now that the girl's gone, we can talk about hockey again. I called last night.
Last night about hockey. You still want to talk about hockey? I don't think anybody wants to hear about hockey, to be honest.
No, not really. I want to bring it back to the racist live chat thing.
Oh, okay.
That was going on.
All right, that's 4. I'm keeping account.
All right.
Colin Terrell, you're one of my favorites.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it. What's the hockey? Is there anything interesting about hockey?
What's that?
Something interesting going on?
I don't know. He's from Canada, and the season just started.
So in his words.
No, you're talking about...
All right, hung up. Yeah. Hello, thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey, what's up?
What is happening?
Oh, not much. How's it going for you guys?
Very good. Very good. We are just hanging out here in the steamy bathhouse. It's kind of hot in here, to be honest. We're
nice. Uh-huh. Hey, did you guys see the Iowa-Minnesota game with that fair catch call?
No.
Yeah, no, I did see that, actually.
I saw did you see it? Yeah, of course, yeah.
What happened?
The guy ran back a punt return or whatever return, and
oh, they said it was a fair catch.
Yeah, because he put his arm or something. Although fair catch to me sounds the opposite, right? Seems like he caught it fairly. Where fair catch?
Fair catch in that he can't run it back. Yeah, he called to not be hit. Basically.
Well, yeah, I know I just got here, but yeah, I'll figure that out, guys. Because I got egg on my face.
there you go.
Sorry, dude.
Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey, you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you okay.
Hey, what the fuck is that?
Dude, if you killed a baby,
is that a baby or a cat?
Oh my god, I thought suicide would be the greatest ever phone call. A guy who kills a baby live on a phone in might be the greatest thing of all time. Callintero.com for all my tickets. I'm trying to plug my.
Yeah, for the God's child is safe.
Is it supposed to be live people we've ever
heard? It would go viral.
Dude, if someone it would be forever viral. Of us listening to a baby get killed.
Can you shut those kids up?
And meanwhile,
forever?
In the middle of a fucking. I'm killing them. I go, come there, look up for all this. Like. You know, somewhere. What's that one where that guy killed the pedophile? Remember, he was like,
"Oh, the amazing guy in the phone booth,"
and he turns around the courthouse. The guy who raped his kid.
Yeah,
yeah. But you know, someone there was like, "On, fuck! I wish we had like a Coca-Cola sign right behind his head." Like, just,
oh, that's an all-timer.
Yeah, all-time free publicity forever.
Yeah,
that's why they now have advertisements over every payphone in America
because Alex Stein fucking shot.
Pedophile. So what's up? What's up, caller? How are we doing?
I'm sorry about the kid. I swear he's still alive for now.
It's okay.
I got a question.
How old is he? How old is
he? Oh, he's three.
Oh, three. At least over those terrible twos, though, huh?
No, he has autism. It just keeps getting worse.
Oh. Well, must run in the family.
Yeah, I'm half-tarted myself. Yeah. My wife's half-tarted, so together we kind of made a full one. No, the kid's great. I'm just messing around.
I'm just breaking chops.
Yeah, that's right. Just busting those chops. But
you're just washing balls, you know?
Yeah, I got to get them clean.
Yeah.
My wife's going to be doing the musical chairs boxing at this event at Carnival of Combat. I just wonder if there's any tips or tricks. I guess it's like a minute round. Should we be focusing on the chair? Should I be focusing on just like full fury mode? What are your guys' thoughts?
No, you got to focus on the chair.
Yeah.
If it's musical chair boxing, the goal is to fight as few times as possible. Right?
Yeah. So wait, how does it work?
So you go around and around, you do musical chairs, and the two people who don't have chairs at the end fight each other.
Yeah.
So if you keep finding a seat, you might not have to fight until the last round.
Perfect. You got your energy.
Do you guarantee you have to fight, though, if you're participating? Will you, like, how does
it? The final. Because eventually the finals is going to be two people.
Right. Right. So there you go. Just
unless you show up and you really see someone and you go, like, let's say you get the chair. Two people fight. You see that one person demolish the other person. Like hit them, just knock them out, which is impossible nearly at these levels. And then you go, oh. So then what you do is you purposely hand the chair to the biggest person, and then you go, I'm not getting knocked out by this little guy. I'm going to lose. You strategically lose.
Right. I'm going to take a dive to the small guy, so there's no chance that. I have to fight that monster.
I'm not fighting Brittany fucking Griner.
That's smart.
Yeah,
that's the tactic right there. If you're gonna pull the plug on it, if you're gonna get out of there,
and it's like obviously other women, it's like a women's.
Yeah, they have women's and men's.
I would say, yeah, I don't know. I just that sounds like good advice. Are you fighting?
She does have a big ass. Does this help?
Woo!
Why did she sign up for ass slap fighting? That's the move, then.
The thing is, coworkers. Might be watching the event, so she'd rather get punched in the face. I mean, the ass is great, fellas. Let me just say, it's a class ass.
Nice.
However, friends and family are going to be seeing this video, and we got kids.
If you got kids, you don't want to get your.
You don't want to be ass slapped. But yeah, knocking somebody out sounds great.
Get your shit.
Yeah, November 4th, Carnival of Combat.
How's it looking so far?
What do you mean?
Where is it? Is it outdoors?
It is.
It's like I know St. Pete, right?
No, it's in St. Pete. It's like an indoor arena. Yeah, I don't know. Holds a decent number, and yeah, tickets are selling well. It's gonna be a fun ass weekend.
Yeah,
got a comedy show on Friday, and then
it's gonna be my birthday, man.
What's that?
It's gonna be my birthday this weekend, and I'm fucking amped.
It's gonna be your birthday, and you're not fighting?
No, she just wanted to fight. I don't know why the hell she wanted to fight.
Has she ever fought before?
She's never fought in her life.
Does she train?
No, she's never fought in her life. She has no experience.
Is she training or anything? Like, does she know how to do about?
Well, we're doing about 20 minutes of pad work a day. She does some squats, some like basic core stuff. Like I said, if y'all have any tips, I guess we should focus on the chair part. Really focus on that.
Yeah,
ass.
Your wife is going to get destroyed. Is there real fighters in there?
Or are they all just kind of dinner ladies?
Dinner ladies?
Yeah, whatever his wife is. Big fat ass Latina with a fucking 2-year-old.
Fat ass Jew.
Jew.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. New York Jew.
He's got some jubes?
Oh, yeah. Those Kazarian Milkers are on
board. Kazarian Milkers. There you go.
Kazarian Milkers. It's like, sounds lowbrow, but quite impressive. quite intelligent, actually.
All right. So, I mean, big ass, big titties, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually, that's the only thing I'm afraid of with Alex Stein is that he has such a big ass.
Yeah. I mean, he's a
back
big
it up.
Guy.
He's going to back it up with you.
But big ass specifically is power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. But you need to know how to use it, right? Like, kind of, you need to know how to, like, sync everything up.
Crash course, get to a boxing gym twice in the next 10 days. And just at least get the basics down. And then try to find chairs.
I'm not focusing on defense. I'm just Fuel Fury is what I think would be the best, because I don't think she can.
What you got
to
do is just, if she can catch a chicken, you got to put her in a put in a garden with a loose chicken. If she can catch a chicken, she can sit on a chair. And that's
fuck it. I'm going to a farm.
Yeah, that's what we've been. That's the thing we do with my family for years.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
We only have a certain amount of chairs. So every Christmas,
but
we
got unlimited chickens.
We all show. Yeah.
All right, hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
You can sit on the chair.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hey, yo, I didn't realize I'd get on.
Yep, you're on the bathhouse.
Whoa. I am a girl, sorry.
On your period, are you?
Why is Dylan such a bitch?
I don't know, dude. Some people are just born that way. He's not that much of a bitch.
Dylan,
though.
Whatever. Didn't you fight him too?
Yeah.
You really got a.
I mean, if you fought you, that
you really got a record of fucking retards on your.
Yeah, dude. I'm
Dylan Boogerbird and Alex Stein.
Yeah, now a 6-year-old, a fucking kid who found the big machine and had too many sodas.
Is he the best fighter of the three?
I don't know.
You don't know? Would you think so?
Was either of the first two good?
No.
No.
Dylan can crack. I don't know, dude. Dylan apparently is going to fight end of the month. He got a good gig touring with Ari.
Yeah. Of course. That's crazy not to.
You can't not take that.
It's a real gig, and this is a fake fight.
Fake fights.
Mad as hell.
Alex was supposed to have a pretty big fight, actually, and then he threw hot dogs on the guy, and then it got canceled.
Who was he supposed to fight? Logan Paul? Who?
Modine. Yeah, on like a KSI card.
One of those bullshit things.
Yeah.
And he pulled it.
He threw at the press conference. He threw hot dogs at him, and he's Muslim. They were turkey hot dogs.
They were turkey.
He says they were turkey.
I thought it was because he was calling them gay. That's what my honestly. No, I was like, yeah, you're gay. Here, go suck on some fucking
hot dogs.
That's what I thought it was. I was like, that's pretty funny.
It's a 12-pack of dogs.
Nah, it turns out it was Ramadan.
Yeah. Nah, dude.
We used to do that in school.
You never expect food racism.
No.
You didn't show food at the Muzzies?
I went to Jewish school.
You never played show food at the Muzzies? It's funny. I've lived here for 9 years, and then you still learn differences about the culture. You never you never played a game of show food at the Muzzies?
No.
During fucking Ramadan. How did you celebrate?
Wait.
During Ramadan, you chew food at the Muzzies, dude.
Well, probably there was one. Like, where you live, there was, like, what? There was a couple?
That was only a handful, yeah.
Easy targets.
Honestly, I never did it, but I do know people that did it.
That sounds so funny.
Throw a Snickers at a fucking Muzzy during fucking Ramadan. It's so, like, it is funny to, like, in the middle of class, to have, like, a little, like, the Halloween candy. Like, a little bite-sized Snickers hits you in the face.
The funniest racist throwing thing I've ever seen is people will play a game where they drive to the hood and throw a spoon at a black guy, like a group of black guys. And if you miss, you have to get out of the car and go pick it up.
That's why. Sorry, I dropped my spoon. Fellas,
that's a
fellas, can you turn the music down? Fellas, can you turn the music down? I'm looking for my spoon.
That's
you
a can't crazy get back in the car
unless you go back
way
with the spoon.
And what's that called? What's the game called?
Spoons.
It's called Spoons. Spoons. No other. It's called Spooning.
Spoons.
It's not called Spoons.
Caller, have you ever played Spoons?
No, I have not.
Okay. Did you have something you wanted to ask us about?
Yes, but Dylan, that was the question.
Oh, Dylan. Dylan.
And I guess, speaking of black guys, though, that video of Alex Stein and Marshawn Lynch is pretty nuts.
That was funny. Yeah. That was a funny clip. Yeah, was dude that really Marshawn
Lynch? That was really Marshawn Lynch.
And then he's like, what are you doing? He's chasing
that's,
him.
Dude, that's
Marshawn's not chasing him.
It's every one of his videos is getting chased by somebody.
The way he goes, what are you doing, Marshawn? He's like, how did he make him so mad so fast? He just has a natural.
It's a talent, man.
He has a punchable face, dude.
I use him as a sound drop on my podcast, yeah. Commentary podcast. I have, look at that big ass. Look at that big juicy booty. I have AOC responding to him as a sound drop that I use. This is the only reason I know it so well.
Yeah. Damn, dude. Colm might not be on my team for this fight. Colm, dude, likes Alex Stein.
Wait, the Marshawn Lynch thing is funnier than anything you've ever done.
Oh, yeah, easily. Easily.
The AOC stuff is funny. He does do some other stupid shit where it's just annoying, but like,
yeah,
when he hits well.
Yeah, oh yeah, big time. He's definitely on a lot of lists.
Is he on a no-fly list?
No, not a no-fly list, but he's not like yet. He pisses off sitting Congress people.
Yeah,
he like gets in these like feuds with like real Congress people and stuff. You're like, this guy.
Yeah, but he also has Congress people like Matt Gaetz is.
Yeah, he's like
boy
friends with friends with Marjorie Taylor Greene and stuff. And
well,
like,
Matt Gaetz pedophile. Didn't his Venmo show up and said like child sex? Or
I think that was.
Didn't he Venmo someone for fucking underage pussy?
Yeah, but like it's like
dude,
yeah,
if
but
that
like,
actually like, happened, he'd be fucking locked up.
You Venmoed your boys for gay sex before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It yes, was yes, hilarious yes for a sitting congressperson to say for a child bride in their Venmo.
Oh, is that what it was? It said for a child bride. That was it.
Yeah, something like that.
No, there was something. It wasn't that. It wasn't that.
Let's take another Carl. Hello. Let's call in the bathhouse.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Now, I didn't want to bring it up, but everybody seems to be talking about it, so I'll just say, Jews, hold your tongue.
It's just
and
me.
Furthermore, I agree with Colm that
thank you, sir.
These
thank
fights
you
are fake.
Oh, the
Harrington, fight look into Rocky Marciano so you can knock that tall fucker out.
Right now? All right, folks, I got to go. I
okay, call him Terrell, everybody.
Good luck. Good luck.
And then there were
hey
two.
That guy's
hung up on him. Okay.
What's that?
There's like a bunch of people upstairs.
You want to get Gio?
I can't find him.
Oh, did he go? Okay. Well, we'll do our best. If you see anybody you want to send him down, go ahead. I told Adrian to come back, but I don't know if she wants to do that. I actually just got yelled at by Alexander. What's that? I don't know. Colm Tyrrell, everybody, go check him out. What was his website?
Colm Tyrrell, ColmTyrrell.com.
ColmTyrrell.com. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's just me and Mike, me, Danny, and the Mike Show. Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hey, what's going on, Danny?
Very good. How are you?
Doing well. Guy stage right. Nice big booty Latina t-shirt. I like it.
Dude, that's my girl.
What's that? Oh, I didn't even
justice
know
justice for AOC, dude. That's what I'm fighting for. I don't think people realize this, man. Like,
is she your congressperson?
No, I think she's the Bronx. I'm Queens, but
oh, okay,
it's close,
close
enough.
Close enough.
She's the one who stopped Amazon from having a warehouse in my neighborhood.
Okay.
So, yeah, she's doing
that's
good
a positive?
No.
I was going to say that probably
absolutely not
was a negative for
yeah
the neighborhood.
But yeah, I don't know. I got love for AOC.
Okay.
It's a fat titty, big old booty.
Yeah, she is.
Been
you're not gonna let your
reading up a lot about the Crusades
about
lately.
The Crusades, okay. What are your
so
thoughts on the Crusades?
I'm thinking basically our boys need to roll back in and just like create a Texas over the Middle East and Israel will be safe.
Who are our boys?
I mean, basically, in the words of Terrell, the Muzzies were basically pirating and put England and the UK into the Dark Ages.
Okay. And so you think that the what, the English? Do you think the English are going to be able to do anything? Do they have a good military?
No, I think he's saying America needs to do another crusade to the Holy Land and
yes, sir.
Make a Texas-sized state of Israel. Or like its own thing, like where Texas was its own country that was like the buffer zone between America and Mexico.
Yeah.
They're saying like I think he's saying
surround Israel in peace.
With a little,
and then we wouldn't have fighter for oil anymore.
But I'm saying, when you say we're going to do that, you say that that's England's going to do that?
No, he's saying America.
Or America.
No, like,
yeah. I don't think a lot of people, that seems like that's not worth dying over if you're American.
I don't know. I think it'd be cool to have a little. I feel like it would be cool to have an actual, like, that's the whole reason we prop up Israel and like send them all that money is to have a foothold in the Middle
East. Absolutely. They definitely want the presence there, no question.
So if we just went there and said, "All right, we're not playing games anymore. We're drawing a circle around these guys and that circle's America." Fuck with us. Fuck with us, dude.
Okay, I was going to ask Carol about whiskey, but Danny, you're Canadian.
Yeah. I am.
Canadian whiskey, it's weak as hell. What American whiskey is it, do you enjoy what do you drinking?
Mean, is it weak as hell, though? Is it not still, like, 80 proof? Like, isn't 80 proof 80 proof in Canada or America?
Pour yourself some bourbon and feel America.
I love bourbon. Canadian whiskey is my favorite drink is old-fashioned with bourbon. That's my number one favorite drink. So. Old-fashioned.
Okay. Isn't there some kind of goose?
All right, well, Greg, good talking, boys. I'll catch you all later.
Okay, later. Goose.
Like a Canadian whiskey.
There's Crown Royal, is like
that's Canadian.
Yeah,
Crown Royal's incredible.
Yeah, Crown Royal's.
Why is he hating on Canadian whiskey?
I don't know. I mean, I've never been able to tell the difference between Canadian and American whiskey. I'm not sure. Hello.
Crown Royal is Canadian.
Pretty sure it's Canadian. I could be wrong. Pretty sure it is though. What's up?
Yo, tonight is like a very eventful night, I guess. Like everybody's calling in.
I don't know what's happening. I don't think we've ever had more calls ever on this show. And I think we have definitely the most live viewers I think we've ever had. So there you go. What's crazy. Up? What's up,
Gary? So to answer that question, you should be able to push the button to answer the call if it comes in as a regular call and push the button to hang up.
Oh, okay. Sick. So what happens if, because we sometimes will get a call when someone's on the line and then a new screen comes up and it says you can send a voicemail. Here we go. Send a voicemail, end and accept, hold and accept. Probably nothing on that, right?
No.
No.
Okay. Probably nothing.
Okay.
We can get
give it a try. It should come up as just a regular phone call.
Okay. Is it working? Is the button working? Are we ready to ship it?
So it is working. I don't know if you need to get a different mixer, not a different mixer, but one with more ports so you can hear the person.
Well, this has eight technically. So this like headphone splitter that we have, it technically has eight, but there's only the board only has four.
So the way it is kind of funny. So you plug in the headphone jack into the mic so they can hear you. And then so you can hear them, you have to plug the
You plug the headphone jack the
into
mic?
The button?
Yeah.
What's up? Headphone jack into the mic. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I can't make heads nor tails of it.
No. No, I don't know.
Okay, it works. I tested it, but like there's two things you have to plug in for it to work.
Okay. All right, cool. Well, I'm excited
it'd be so sick if I could just bong.
Dude, that'll be amazing. Yeah. This will be literally a game changer if we can.
When's it going to be here?
I need an address.
I'll DM you an address and I'll send you some money for shipping so we can get this here post haste.
Okay, cool. Hell yeah, it uses a 1/4 jack. So
quarter inch? Perfect. Okay, thanks, Gilly. You got hung up on Gio Perez, everybody. Welcome back.
Woo! Gio.
Hello, hey.
Gio. Hello.
I got unbumped.
Hey Danny, hey Collie.
Colin's gone.
Is that Harrington over here? On the
no, Colin's here. Gio's here.
Yeah, Gio's here. Gio Perez, everybody. Welcome
Who's
back
that?
To the show. Colin's gone.
I had a question.
Adrian is gone.
Yes, sir.
Oh. What's the question?
It was an Irish question.
Oh, well, Colm's gone.
No, we can answer it.
We can answer it. Yeah, well, whatever.
I'm Dominican, so I'm an expert on Irish people.
I got a good buddy who's Irish. I just wanted to call him to give me some good fucking roast for him because I never can understand what the fuck he says ever.
I mean, I have no idea what Colm says.
Call him. Colm's got a good American accent. Oh, my buddy is just
call him a
so
potato monkey.
That. Oh, that's potato monkey. Yeah, that's a good. That's good one.
Yeah. It was just his. Yeah. Oh, okay. Potato is monkey. It? That's good. Yeah, someone wanted to know about something. Bathhouse Jerry in the bathhouse.
What's that?
Someone called
Jerome
in the bathhouse in prison. Was it something? Does that ring a bell? Someone called in and they wanted specifically had a question for you. This is at the beginning
for
of
me.
The show. But because when you were on, but then you left, and then they were like something about Jerome in the bathhouse. But then I was like, you guys don't have a bathhouse in prison.
No, there's no bathhouse in prison.
Surely.
But Jerome, I think there's a guy that watches our podcast named Jerome.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
But I don't know.
Okay.
Well, what was the question?
How easily can he watch podcasts in prison?
I mean, there's the whole TikTok.
Prison. I love prison TikToks.
You can get cell phones in jail. Yeah.
So I saw a video this weekend of kids had like a PlayStation.
I saw that they're playing Madden
and the TV
and like a 50-inch flat screen TV.
Yeah, because there's some prisons where you're allowed to have a TV.
Oh,
yeah. They like those are max prisons. These are people that are gonna die in there. So they have.
So the worse the prison is, the more like stuff like that they'll give you.
So if I guess they have to incentivize you somehow to keep the peace.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that the incentive? Hey, we're going to lock you in a fucking cell all day?
Well, because some of those people come out maybe for 12 hours a day, and some come out for like four. Some
like aren't there like prisons like the Supermax or whatever, where like you come out an hour a day? Like isn't Ross Ulbricht?
I mean, there's some people that don't come out at all. Like Larry David, is it not? Am I saying the right guy?
Larry
Hoover. Larry Hoover. Yeah, the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He's he's locked up for a RICO.
Was he in with Woody Allen? Oh shit!
For gang RICO. But yeah, Larry Hoover, like he doesn't come out at all.
I think
he's
Ross
in like a Supermax.
I think Ross Ulbricht, the dude who started the Pirate Bay, or not the Pirate Bay, the fucking Silk Road.
Oh, whatever. Shit.
He's like in a Supermax for some because they basically gave him like two life sentences or whatever.
Yeah.
Or more. Like hundreds of years. But for whatever, they said like, you know, he's murder for hire and craziest drug deal kingpin ever. And
that's the wacky shit when they give people that much time. Because I have a friend. He's doing, they sentenced him
to like
75
years.
He's
never touched a drug. And this guy's never touched like a drug in his life. All he did was like make a website that people.
But didn't he, like, isn't it usually a thing where, like, he has information that he won't give? Like, he has, like, passwords.
No, they seized all his Bitcoin. Dude, it's the craziest story of how they caught him.
Oh, it's a white-collar crime.
Yeah, you ever heard of the Silk Road, like the drug dealing website on the black dark net or whatever? And people were buying drugs for Bitcoin. Dude, they seized, like, $300 million worth of Bitcoin from him or something crazy.
Holy shit.
So he was, like, living in a house with like a bunch of guys, like he's just like some dude with a fucking laptop, like totally unassuming, and somehow
those pictures are all time.
Yeah, and so somehow the cops like got onto him from something. They got some sort of like it was something. I think he was ordering fake IDs,
right?
So and they intercepted a pack of fake IDs, and so they got onto him. And then the way they caught him is they were basically like surveilling him for the longest time, and he would go to either like I think it was a library. To just like work on the website.
Yeah.
And so he was at the library and they literally like as he was, they snuck up on him and they held the computer open because it was the only way, grabbed him. So they were logged in and that's how they basically found all the shit because otherwise they're like, they couldn't get in.
He could have wiped it. That was fucking smart.
Yeah.
Yo, cops, like you can't get away right now. Like,
I mean, with the resources they have. It's
they have AI working with them. They have a system now where they don't have to watch. Like, they don't have to do stakeouts anymore. They set up a camera, and it watches all the movement on the block, and they're like, oh, this house has the most in and outs.
Yeah.
And they're like, we'll just send in a search team from there.
That is how they'll just watch that house. I never thought of it from that. That's the point. Where,
my car got stolen, like, a year ago, and it took them fucking, like, 2 weeks to find it.
Mm-hmm.
But they found it.
Yeah.
If it was the 70s, you were never getting that car back, dude.
A fucking tree.
Yeah, every bridge, toll you're passing, like all those like
I don't
traffic
understand
light cameras.
Why can't they just like put an AirTag like hidden?
Well, they can't. You can LoJack your car, but that's expensive.
Yeah. What's LoJack?
LoJack is essentially an AirTag.
But why can't you just like put something like, I don't know, can't you hide an AirTag in a car?
Yeah. I keep my, I have like an old, like a second phone that it's like a free line.
Yeah.
And I just keep it in my car because that's just an AirTag.
But they could find them. Like an AirTag's $25. Like this big. Yeah. You could fucking hide
Shit. You just put it
in. You could hide that shit somewhere in the car where, like, I guess if they're so savvy, they know to never get an iPhone anywhere near it. But
how long does an AirTag really last, though, like out there?
A long time. Like, I've had an AirTag for like a year and a half, and I think I just had to change the battery.
I think I've had mine in for 2 years, and I've never changed the battery. There you go. It keeps telling me to.
There you go. Yeah. So they last a long time, really long time. And that's the thing, is they only need to be within, I believe, 5 feet of any iPhone in order to work.
Is that true?
I think it's 5 feet, yeah.
Damn.
So
you see how you can like almost hot and cold looking for, because I have it on my wallet because that's my wallet so much, and it will bring you to the exact spot you're at.
Yeah, for sure. And you can make it beep and stuff. But anyways, I don't know why the only thing though is like, yeah, I guess if the robbers were like, we're just not going to use iPhones anywhere near it, then theoretically that wouldn't work.
Yeah, but all criminals use iPhones. There's this guy, this rapper I learned about yesterday. He's like signed to Gucci Mane. And he would go on Instagram and flash money all the time, like most rappers would. But at first, he would be like, "Yeah, man, you know, I just signed a Gucci man. This is rap money." And then he just started leaning into the drug stuff to one point where he got stopped by cops. And the whole time, he's like, "Man, what you guys make a year? 45,000?" And he turns to this guy, he's like, "How much we make on the block in a day?" Man, and he like just basically indicting himself the whole fucking time.
Yeah.
And then they like this article came out showing his net worth was like 500,000. So he came out and showed a video of like $1 million in cash on his table.
Dude, like,
what? $1 million. He just puts it out. And all he shows is like he's taking like all these private jets and shit. And like he's like taunting the cops. He's like, yo, the cops can't stop shit. And like he has a rant, he goes like, "Ox shit, pop shit, 12 can't stop shit," and he's chanting that while the cops pull him over. And he's like, "Yo, come work for me. I got that dog food," which is street code for heroin. And his like rap alias was Mr. Dog Food.
Yeah, let's maybe catch up with him in a couple of years.
I think he probably went down already. He already got arrested. Or they're on him, like, because I just saw.
To be fair, though, that is kind of how you make your. Now you're talking about him. That's a rapper you're talking about now that I never would have heard of otherwise.
Yeah, I just saw Gucci Mane in the thumbnail. And I'm like, oh, let me watch this. I was like, I love rappers indicting themselves. It's the best thing ever.
I've only seen the exact opposite. Like somebody, we used to do a bit on Hammer Fisting every week where we'd bring up Chris Tinkle's celebrity net worth, and it would be like $280,000, and he's like living on a friend's couch. It's like, no, it's not. Like, that's not like that's not how this works. So to see it being the exact opposite, being like, yo, this is it says 500 grand. Here's $1 million. I'm doubling.
But can't
that
be fake though? Like, can't that just be like,
no, because they were selling heroin in that area. There was just that heroin, especially like when you have like a whole block, like an area where you're selling to. I was like selling to like maybe 40 people. This guy's selling to a whole community. And he's like selling wholesale. And then like one of the videos, he had like a Ziploc bag of money that you could just tell was like all wrapped up from like different trap houses. And he's just like, yo, look at this, man, 100K. How long it take us to make this?
Dude, that's like, even if you don't get arrested, you're like, you're asking to get robbed or murdered, no?
Nah, because then they're showing guys holding fucking submachine guns in their projects. And he like bought the whole projects, like his apartment complex. And he's like bragging about it. He's like, my net worth is $500,000. He's like, this apartment complex. He's like, I own all of this. He's like, all my friends and family stay here for free.
I just saw this thing actually about this dude who was, he was like the biggest drug kingpin in Harlem in the 70s. And they I don't know his name.
Nicky Barnes?
I don't know, but the FBI had never heard literally a word about this guy. He was the biggest dude. And then he showed up to a boxing match with fucking $100,000. Oh, is that the dude? American Gangster dude.
Yeah, Dave.
Right, I didn't realize that was the same guy.
Is Lucas? Frank Lucas.
Yeah, whatever. And then the reason that they started investigating him is because he had better seats than like Frank Sinatra, and they were just like, "Who the fuck is this guy? like, why is Frank Sinatra sitting the row behind him or something?"
It's like, "Why is this Mooly sitting in front of me right now? What the fuck is going on right now?"
It's like, "Waiter, two drinks." He goes,
he's like, "Sorry, Frank Lucas is taking all the service. You have to go to the concession stand, Mr. Sinatra."
Yeah,
it was his wife. It was his dumb bitch wife.
What?
That was his whole thing. He lived in Harlem.
He dated a Latina, right?
That's where he fucked up. He got married to some fucking Latina chick, and she bought him, like, took his money and got a $100,000 coat and was like, "You're not going to wear it to the fight, baby?"
Oh, really? Yeah. That's what happened?
And then he shows up in this mink coat. Yeah. And then he just went and just ratted on the whole police force.
Oh, really?
Pretty much. Ass man.
Yeah,
which is great. Which is like, you know, he's a snitch. Well, snitch is not a term you can use anymore. It's truth tellers now.
What?
Yes.
What? They don't
snitch is offensive.
What?
Snitch is offensive.
It's offensive.
Sounds like it.
It's truth tellers. It's truth tellers now.
Truth tellers.
Just letting the world know now.
Yeah, so in prison, they're just truth tellers.
Yeah, criminals have become progressive now.
Oh.
You know, we've adapted the woke culture now, so... Snitching is not.
It's just
there's like whole snitch networks now. Like there's people where like there's like
people brag on being snitches in jail.
No,
you still get fucked up.
This is on social media. So there's people on YouTube. Like if they see a rapper that's doing that, like they'll go report them. Like this is a radio host. He used to work for Hot 97, and he's one of the guys who. Is like big on that truth telling stuff, and he's like, "Oh, if you have any information on like that guy with the whole Ponzi scheme now, that old radio host from Hot 97, like this was this whole like real estate scam thing for like millions of dollars that they scammed, like Fabulous was involved in it, Joe Button was almost involved in it.
Who is this guy?
DJ Envy. He does the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne the God. The Breakfast Club DJ Envy." Like a
Envy
bunch of people.
Envy was running a fucking hip-hop Ponzi scheme?
Yeah.
Did you know this, Danny?
Yeah. I saw Joe Budden talking about it the other day, right?
Yeah.
Where he said Joe Budden was like, he called him about all these, he's like, "I don't ever talk to this guy." And then he, calls me. He's like, "We're not really friends." And calls me. He's like, "I got this, crazy real estate investment." And then I guess it turns out to be a huge scam.
Yeah. They scammed, millions away from people. Like, they had, this apartment complex. Like, "Oh, we're going to fix this up. We just need the money. And, we're all going to be shareholders. And, you should get investors." And Joe Biden was like, "Yeah, that sounds like a Ponzi scheme. You're going to go to jail." All
right. Can I derail this for a second?
Yeah.
What do you do when you got to get a haircut in jail?
There's barbers in jail.
How's the schedule work? Do you get one once a month? Do you get them as you want?
I think you sign up. I think it's every 6 months.
You get a haircut every 6 months?
Yeah. Unless you know the barber, then he can get you down there.
So basically everybody eventually has pretty long hair at some point?
Six months. Everybody looks terrible. Because you could kind of give yourself a haircut because they give you a razor.
Yeah.
And then you just use a comb and they'll just kind of somebody kind of gives you a haircut.
Right.
With a one blade razor and a comb.
Nobody's got a Manscaped?
No. There's some jails that will give people. I know Nassau County, they have a machine in the county.
I saw a thing that Suge Knight's starting a podcast.
In jail?
Yeah, that's what they're
saying.
That's
so cool, man.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's possible. Because, you can work in there.
Yeah.
You can have a regular job.
Yeah.
I mean, they have a Patreon, but it goes to the jail. They give them 10 cents an episode. It's 5 cents per ad.
Yeah. I mean, that's the crazy.
It's Suge Knight's killing it in the podcast game, man. He's got Manscaped. He's got DoorDash. How much
is he
making?
Dude, there would be some. If they
13 cents.
If they let.
How much is the jail making? $2 million?
If they let inmates do podcasts, there would be some amazing. There'd be some dog shit ones for sure, but there would be some really good ones coming out of there.
Some of the funniest shit I've ever heard was in jail from criminals, because it's just you think somebody I'm dumb, right? So he's like, "Oh, all criminals are dumb." Some of the most brilliant people I've ever met were in jail.
Yeah.
They just had drug problems. They were a crack baby, but they were
they were brilliant crack babies.
Brilliant crack babies. Yeah. It's phenomenon, but the black version, you know,
good movie.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take another question.
Who was that? I thought that was somebody.
No, that was the same guy. He's been on for like 15 minutes. Hello. Let's call the bathhouse.
Hey. Hey, what's up? This is David.
Hey, David.
What's up, fellas? What's up, Harrington? What's up, Gino? What's up, fucking
Gio?
Danny, I called and talked to Ari about mushrooms right. not long ago.
Okay. Yeah.
But, I was wanting to talk about jail, like in the smartest people being in there.
Okay.
I had to do like an 8.5 month stint in county jail, which is like the worst. You know,
that's not a stint. That's a skid bid.
And
a skid bid.
Yeah,
okay. But there's so many.
Is like a long. That's like a couple of years. You made it seem like it was more.
Oh, sure. Skid bid, okay, maybe though. That's the wrong one. It seemed like a stint to me because it was long as hell. You know what I mean? I've never been to prison or anything, but.
All right, go ahead. What were you saying?
Anyways, super intelligent people in there that just apply their intelligence to really stupid shit.
Yeah. Or really like illegal shit.
It's
like they'll make a lighter out of like a outlet.
Yeah. Yeah, I see. I watch all that shit.
Like they'll
making tattoo guns that are like
out of old dudes like, to make tape
fryers. They make deep fryers out of like a fucking
They have like engines on them that they've like taken the phone apart and built an engine to make a tattoo gun with, and it's like
a tape cassette.
It's just
they'll take the motor from a tape cassette,
right?
And then they'll take a paper clip, right. Like stretch it out, sharpen it, burn it, and then they'll make a tattoo gun. And just the motor that spins the tape cassette.
I've seen people make paper mache art that was like it just insane stuff. They would use M&Ms to color the paper and like just like super creative shit.
Yeah, why would they make like paper mache?
Because do you want to send something to something to your girl on a visit?
Like they make flowers for their girls and like send it home. Yeah.
It's like they'll make flowers out of toilet paper.
Yeah,
and they'll
take
colored pencils, break them up, take like the lead part of it. Crush it up.
Yeah, or like the M&Ms, like the color of the M&M, and use. I saw the dude do that.
It makes dyes and stuff.
Yeah, well, they'll make a dye. It works. They'll dye the toilet paper and stuff like that. It's like the craziest.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I've seen people make picture frames out of cereal. You know those cereal bowls with the aluminum lid on them.
Yeah.
They'll make picture frames. Out of them. Like fold them up into little squares.
Well, just even tattooing, like the way. The way they do tattoo ink is they're taking ethnic hair gel and lighting it on fire and catching it in a cup and catching the soot and then turning it into black ink, you know.
Yeah, I've seen them boil the ink from a pen.
Yeah, did you get any tattoos?
There's tattoo shops now doing stick and poke because of it being so popular. You know, it's. Kind of crazy.
I went to Thailand. It was super big there.
Yeah.
Would you ever go to a shop to get stick and poked?
In Thailand, it's super popular.
No, fuck no.
And people have a lot of stories of like getting crazy infections, but it just Angelina Jolie went in like the early 2000s, and literally like every stick and poke tattoo shop is like Angelina Jolie getting one, and like for a long time they were just like so popular.
I would only trust like a hippie chick.
Yeah, well she was getting
a stick and poke unless they have like a multiple needle thing.
No, like an actual stick and poke done in person. I've seen a girl do it like a number of times, and like that's the only type I would ever sign up for. Is like
and jails are they're using a stolen lighter to clean the end of it so that it's somewhat, you know, clean.
Yeah.
Like a stapler. I know a dude who used to use a stapler. Staple.
Yeah, I have one on my leg.
Poke his leg to put his little
dot. It's a Bad Brains reference.
Yeah, you got one of those. I just saw this video.
It lasted. It didn't get infected.
Of a Japanese prison, because you know that guy Johnny Somali?
No.
He's like this IRL streamer who he got arrested for trespassing in Japan. He was like pissing everybody off, doing like these stupid just like streams and stuff.
Oh, didn't he get fucked up a couple of times?
Yeah, he got knocked out by these like dudes or whatever. But then so he finally got arrested. No, it was like these European dudes. Finally got arrested. And then I saw a guy talking about it who was this crypto dude who got arrested.
Love you guys. I'm out.
Oh, later, dude. Peace. Who got arrested for 9 months. He spent 9 months in Japanese prison. And Japanese prison is fucking brutal. Like, they keep it super clean. Oh, what's up, Carl? You want to come back?
Yeah, come in. We got like 10 more minutes or something. Yeah. Call him Tyrell, everybody. Call him. Was someone calling him for some Irish thing? But anyways, the guy says, so in prison. This Japanese, this French guy who's like this crypto dude basically got charged with some crazy like scam, went to Japanese prison, and in Japanese prison you have to all day sit. Either you have two options, and all you can do is read, or you can't make any noise whatsoever, and you can either sit cross-legged, or you can sit Japanese style, which is like kind of pigeon-toed, like where you're like sitting on your shins, like your knees kind of, and you're like sitting back.
You're kind of squatting?
No, you're not squatting. It's like your feet, your shins are like flush with the ground, basically.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You're sitting
ready
on
to stab yourself.
And you're like sitting on your feet. And literally, the dude's like, he's like, you hard have card. To sit like that all day. One of those two ways. You cannot even hum. You can't talk, nothing. And the dude's like, it's so crazy. He was held for 9 months, and then they were like, we're not pressing charges, and they just let him go. But he like, they held him for, and he's like, he had like freak outs and stuff, because like, it's so crazy. Like,
yeah.
How many hours a day?
Like all day.
What? Like you wake up, breakfast.
Like you do your thing. Any free time you have is like
bamboo stick.
Any free time you have, I think, in your cell, and like is literally spent reading in one of those, or sitting quietly. One of those two.
Reading's
ways.
Not bad.
Like you can't lie down in your bed.
Reading's better than getting your ass.
But dude, just having to be fucking.
I bet you would have traded in a fucking couple of those dicks for a nice novel, huh?
A little cross leg sitting around the fire.
A little bit of Hemingway instead of shower rape. But the problem is those locked up abroad stuff is like, I read a bunch of those books. When I was in Thailand, traveling, they have all those books.
I know, me too. Yeah,
But they read them, and then I was too scared to do anything.
Dude, literally, there's the one that you probably read the same book that I bought from like some kid with no arms, and no, legitimately, like because they all get bombed in fucking Cambodia, and it was about this like Australian dude who like smuggled heroin into Thailand.
Yeah.
And then his like experience of like it's so crazy.
Was that the one with the kickboxer in? Because I read a few of them. So one of the guys stayed with a kickboxer.
Yeah,
and he had a pet cat.
That I remember. The thing I most remember is this dude. He's like, it was the most. All it is you know, it's a room. Everybody has to sleep on the floor. There's sometimes not even enough room.
It's like
for
cement
everybody.
Floor, like
cement
that
floors,
of,
and you just get like a little mat, like just like a whatever paper thin,
like a yoga mat,
bamboo mat. No, not even yoga, like bamboo or something mat. And then it was just like the worst conditions. And then at one point, some guy in like the middle of the night's like screaming or something because he's in so much pain. He had like something on his neck, and then like all these like bugs like hatched out of his like neck or something.
And bro, and he got pardoned it eventually, because that's the cool thing about these places with royalty, like they still believe in it.
Yeah,
I went to a cinema to watch a movie at one point in Thailand. And
yeah, you got to stand up. And
you got to stand.
Dude, you got to play. They play the anthem.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
They play a highlight reel of the king.
Yeah, they play a highlight reel of the king. And like literally
just a montage
illegal.
Of the king just doing shit, just surfing and stuff.
Dude, it's like legit.
How are the prisons in Ireland?
Yeah.
How are they out there? How are the prisons in Ireland? Do they have prisons, or is it just the whole country is a prison, so they just like roam free?
What do you think? I live in Palestine? Controversial. No, we don't have prisons, because in Ireland, everyone is white.
Right.
So
there's no crime?
There's no crime. Yeah.
There's a lot of alcoholism.
There's no little hip movers like yourself.
Everybody's too drunk to do anything.
They replaced all the prisons with drunk tanks.
It's just a drunk tank. Yeah.
It's one big drunk tank. It's just a playpen for adults.
I love the idea of gangs.
They don't even have a jail. It's just one of those like plastic playpens for kids.
Just drunk Irish gangs. Drunk Irish gangs who can't fight. Like gangs of Dublin, like gangs of New York, but they're just wasted.
And they put sock and boppers on their hands.
You know when they go to the bar to drink right before the war, like, or the battle, the fight, they get too drunk and they never fight. It just never happens.
We had the dead.
So I'll just sleep through it. Yeah. All right, let's take another call. We got to wrap this up pretty soon. Is the show over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got 5 more minutes on. Thank you very much, everybody, for coming on. Hello. Thanks for calling the Bathhouse.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey.
It's Nail Dog from the RLC again. I got a question for Collie.
Please.
why do Irish people have giant retarded heads? I got a name, a friend named Hugh. He's retarded.
Fucking question is that? I thought he was going to ask some real shit.
Well, that's all I got.
The problem is, I would genuinely like to figure out the scientific. I'm not even mad with the thing. I was like, yeah, of course. You know what? If I was to guess,
Nell Dog, you know that is
because people in the chat with intelligence.
I think what it is is, now here's what it is: the Vikings loved Ireland. They showed up. They said, "This is right up our alley."
It was their Florida.
It was their Florida. They got to get the fuck away from Norway, have the crack. The chicks are, look, the chicks are stout, but they have fun. Yeah. The chicks are fucking. And I think what it is, the Vikings, they used to drink a lot of beer because the water was contaminated. The water was,
yeah, right.
So that's where the Irish got our alcoholism, was from the Vikings.
Like you were trying to keep up with them.
And I do believe
there wasn't water.
If you drink a lot of booze, you get dehydrated, your head starts to expand.
Yeah.
Which you will not notice if you've gone to Bender for 2 weeks, your head looks huge. So I think it's just generation of big head syndrome. That's genuinely my scientific.
Yeah, it's just like fetal alcohol syndrome for like 50 generations.
That's what I'm thinking it is, yes. Yeah, genuinely, that's my answer. I'm locking it in. No need to phone a friend. No, I'm going with fetal alcohol syndrome.
I'm going with stage 3 wet brain.
It's crazy, like the whole thing where there was never water, like there was never trustworthy water to drink. Yeah. And so they would like some of the places, like, especially with like the apple cider, I guess, because they would drink that basically in lieu of water because it was, and you'd be like, they look back and they go like, they were drinking liters of this shit a day.
Yeah.
Like everybody was just bombed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you think there were so many wars?
Because they're fucking alcohol makes you angry.
Imagine you and all your boys just every now and again you slip off to crack open the fucking cabin boy. You know? cabin boys are just rent boys, you know that?
What's it? Like yeah.
What do you call
like
it?
A prostitute?
Yeah. So when all these guys would go exploring, they'd have these little cabin boys that are supposed to, like, in cartoons they're always cleaning the thing, but they're literally just sex. They were puck pussies.
It's so funny that they'd rather bring a fucking cabin boy than a chick. They're like,
what if we get attacked?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, then the word would get around and all the other pirates.
I guess that must be the. That's where cabin boy with
that's where they
Chris
have
Elliot.
The gold. The X marks the spot. That was a 14-year-old girl.
Right. Hostage
situation. I buried her 10 paces from a tree.
Okay, let's take one last call and then we got to wrap this up. Last call of the evening. Who are we speaking with?
Wow.
Motherfucker. That is the last time that someone disrespects me.
That was a very, very fitting for the show.
All right, here we go.
Last call. Hang up.
Hello. Thanks for calling the bathhouse.
Hello.
Hey, you are the last caller of the night. Who are we speaking with?
I was just calling back to ask my original question for Harrington about his diet. But since Colin's back, I did want to just drop a little hint about the Palestinian and
Shumway's
relationship with the IRA.
Is this Nate Diaz? And the Palestinian and the Zionists.
The Paliwags.
Really? We have to go back to the Ottoman Empire.
He does know this stuff.
What was the question about the Palestinians?
Oh, so the thing with the Palestinian and the Irish, I mean, first of all, there's just physical evidence. Like, there's so many murals for, like, supporting the IRA, and there's a bunch of murals where it's, like, the Irish flag with the Palestinian flag, and in between is just the mask. They've always...
Is that Palestine or support. Ireland?
No, Palestinians don't have paint.
In Ireland, they have they're a not bunch allowed of murals.
Art.
And
only in caves.
The Jews blocked off their paint.
They're only allowed to paint on the walls.
So much. Maybe. And so much so that when the Crown realized that the Irish were in support of the Palestinians, I mean, let's think back, the Irish were supporting the Germans during World War One and World War Two. But what is it, during when the Palestinians got real rowdy during like the 70s and 80s and the 90s, they were trying to, like, for instance, remember the Lockerbie bombing when they blew up the Pan Am flight over England, Scotland? At first they tried to link that to, you know, Irish terrorists.
That's what they do. That's what these people do. Of course. Of course I understand.
Yeah, no, and then they switch
That was the first when it first came out, and then the English did a whole 180 and switched it around, saying that it was Gaddafi doing it. And then, but
probably it, was. Everything, sounds everyone like, was it sounds saying, like something oh, they would do.
The English are really wrong about this type of stuff.
And this, this was also in the wake of, I don't know if y'all were there, I don't know if y'all remember, in 1992, there was the El Al, like that Israeli airline. They had a plane, a 747, crash into like these apartment buildings outside of Amsterdam.
That's what those people
and,
do.
And what is it? Yeah. And like guess what? A lot of the people in the who survived and lived around that area, they got radiation poisoning. So there was a lot of suspect, like, why is there an Israeli commercial flight with radioactive materials on it?
That is flying? A good question.
And
it's, it was obviously, yeah, no, that, no, it was obviously a good reason why the Jews are carrying around. One thing I know for sure is that the Jews are about to use that for definitely not something ethical for sure.
You know about the Sam? You know about the Samson option?
No,
ever heard of that? You know what that is? That's basically the it's not
oh,
for sure.
This.
It's not for sure confirmed, but it's because Israel has actually never.
Oh, it's confirmed.
It. Well, they've technically never admitted that they have nukes, but they've alluded to this fact that because they're such a small country. And so basically what they've said is that they have like enough nukes where should anybody ever attack them, they're like, we're just going to go blow up like London and France.
Yeah. Oh.
So basically they're just like, look, if we get attacked, like a nuclear attack, just know that we're going to go blow up London and France.
What's the technicality?
I respect the law of like someone's like...
Technicality.
Yeah, because at that point, like, yo, if you're gonna nuke my,
well, they're just basically saying, they're just basically saying like France and London, you or England, you have to help us because you're fucked.
A bully is about to beat you up. So then, what you do is you find the biggest bully in the room, little brother.
Yeah. Like, he's going to get chucked with me.
That's like Ukraine. But
what's the technicality?
Now you bring him in to get pummeled.
Why don't they just nuke the people who attack him?
Technicality.
Too close?
The technicality is if they get invaded, but there is no, like, everyone, all these Russian powers. Like,
fix your line, bro.
They don't want him telling the truth. The Jews are on to us.
He just has a cricket phone line.
What a coincidence.
The Jews are on to us. We couldn't hear anything you said.
But I wanted to ask Harrington about his diet.
Jew nukes.
Okay, about the diet, and then we're going to wrap this up.
Okay.
Jucular weapons.
Harrington, what's your diet been like?
Jucular
weapons.
Because
my diet's been just meat, vegetables, and like starchy roots like potatoes and carrots and stuff.
Shut the fuck up.
I don't need no grain.
Bro, I'm sorry, dude.
Like, it's been working for me.
This is the reason you understand that there's you have an off ramp here, Colin.
No, I'm helping this guy. It's the final one of the night. But like, come on, man, don't be ringing up about fucking
fruits and vegetables.
You got much celery in there now? Come on,
eat a calorie deficit and go to the gym every now and then.
Let's go back to the fucking.
Yeah, we're about to start World War III. You're like, so what do you think about carrots, Harrington?
So do you prefer a leaner protein like a fish? Or do you like chicken breast? Yeah. So the Samson option. Sorry, tell us again. You cut out on the Samson option stuff.
Oh, the Samson option is like, yeah, if what is it? If Israel gets invaded by surrounding Arab nations and there's no Western response and Israel cannot confirm, like, hey, did you guys realize we're being invaded? And there's no response. They have nukes predestined for London, Paris, Madrid, Rome, the Vatican, Moscow, all
the Vatican.
Yo, if they nuke the Vatican, they win, dude. They win the Holy War.
Well, they're basically saying that they're dead anyway, so we're like, we're taking the Vatican out on our way out.
They're like, I'm taking my ball and going home.
Oh, first of all, I didn't hear New York, so I don't care.
Okay. No, you don't think that's
they're not getting it over there.
It's the
week.
Do you think there's too many small hats here?
Dude, I'm straight out to Williamsburg. There's no way. There's no way. I'm not going to drop a bomb on those guys.
I'm going to the closest synagogue.
Absolutely not.
Hey, dude, a lot of them don't believe in Israel. There's a lot of like Jews and stuff who are like the...
They don't believe in Israel.
Not they don't believe it, but they're not for it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's weird.
But
can we just
Can we just treat these two groups of people like we're a kindergarten teacher? Like, you, okay, no more. You two can't play. Jerusalem is now for Jesus.
Bigger,
like,
walls is what you're saying?
Higher walls.
Like, can we just say...
Yeah, I know.
Like, but big walls, so that, like, even Israel are kind of fucked.
Yeah, everybody, big, huge, huge walls.
But here's my question, right? If
what do you
if,
do with six-year-olds when they have nuclear weapons?
Pray.
You go, I don't care. I'm ending it.
Yeah. if you want to know what to do with children who have nuclear weapons, go listen to every black comedian who talk about white people with unruly children. Go and hit them kids.
So your foreign policy is Bernie Mac?
Steve Harvey going to kill all the babies. Steve done killed the baby.
What are you telling us? We need to hump the stool?
Bro, these Palestinians are asking for milk and cookies.
So the answer...
You got
to
be getting too old to go to the club. Yeah. We used the wrong black jokes.
Yeah, the answer to world peace is black people versus niggers. That's what
there's Palestinians and they're saying...
Steve Harvey had the right idea for foreign policy on Iraq. He said if he landed in Iraq, he's shooting every motherfucker.
Cheers, buddy. I have a genuine question, though. If the Gaza Strip is considered almost like an open-air prison,
yeah,
they're all boxed in. There's nothing getting in and out. They flooded the tunnels between Egypt.
They didn't flood the tunnels. That's they have really, like, not high-tech, but they have a really, like, impressive network of tunnels under there.
Do they now?
That's where all the hostages are. They're all literally, like, camped out.
The whole place is just
all
tunneled.
Underneath is tunnels.
Oh, wow.
It's just like Vietnam.
Have we ever had a... Because this is only, I don't know, just humans. Have they ever, like, seen, like, the thing? Because, like, you know when you see, like, an ant colony? Yeah. And they show you halfway in, it looks all cool.
Dude, there's literally in...
Like a 3D map.
Saigon. Did you ever go to Saigon?
I didn't. Yes.
Hanoi. So, remember the... Hanoi's in the north.
Oh, into Hanoi.
Saigon's the... not the capital, but it's the larger city or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
They have these tunnels there from during the war. And they're like literally, it would be like a human-sized ant colony, and they lived there for years.
Yeah, yeah.
In this thing, where like they showed us the entrances, like I don't even know if Gio, you would probably be able, like if we greased you up, you could fit in there. But like they show you, and they're like, that's how they all got in and out.
So that's what Hamas has, and that's how
the more advanced than those, I believe.
And that's how they got the weapons in.
They sneak them in through. Yeah, they get them in through Egypt. But that's where they. That's how they get around without like kind of.
They're all just accepted. They're little mole people.
Yeah,
I guess you're right. They're kind of animals.
You gotta go underground.
You know what? Once you hear the mole thing, you're like,
Yeah, just Hamas.
I just don't see it turning around. Yeah. Yeah. You don't become the mole people and then suddenly have a flight.
Yeah.
You know, you're moleys.
Yeah. I mean, they could. That's the thing.
So here's the thing is, too. The Israelis, we only want the surface. You can still have all the tunnels and live under the ground.
Yeah,
the Israelis want the...
Yeah.
It's like Demolition Man.
Yeah,
you just send everybody to the ground to eat like rat burgers.
They don't have access to their own airspace.
Yeah, they can't even go in the water without a fucking guy shooting.
But I don't know. I feel like if Israel goes, okay, guys, you can have your own airspace, build an airport. I don't think the world's going to be pumped for like Palestine air.
No way.
Yeah,
no way the rest of the world's like, all right.
Hamas Airlines.
I fly it. International?
I'm not saying it's fairly that the world wouldn't be pumped. I'm just saying the world, I think, would be like...
I'm saying I would fly to Palestine for
$87. Yeah.
And then I would take a flight from Palestine to Madrid for $92.
Dude, they have resorts. I was saying Ryanair.
You think it's going to be like a Ryanair?
I think it's going to be Southwest.
Dollar-beating, can't get a cheaper fucking flight than Hamas Airlines.
Yeah.
You're sitting beside two live chickens in a fucking cage.
It's like the Muslim spirit.
We're all imagining the fucking Flintstones airport, where it's just like a fucking... It's like some sort of bird, just a bird making
a bird with a cage on its back.
Everyone on the roof. Just a bunch of sandals.
They got the fucking dinosaur as the fucking stairs to go down.
It's just a slide.
That's how you get off the plane. You just slide off a fucking brontosaurus.
Yeah. But anyways, I don't see that happening. All right, let's wrap this up.
peace and love to the Middle East.
Guys, give your plugs. Where can everybody find you?
You already know.
Call him Terrell.
Call him Terrell, please.
No.
Comsterl.com for everything.
For everything. Thank you. Go check them out. Go get tickets to your shows.
On the Gate podcast, join the Patreon.
Derek Drescher is Derek, your co-host. Who's on the? He comes.
Yes,
on
Europe. he's a regular.
Everybody knows him.
Yes, and that's about it. GeoPerez86 on Instagram
and Mike Harrington.
Carnival of Combat, November 4th, Tampa, St. Pete. Yeah, it's gonna be great. Friday night comedy show, Saturday fights. You can get tickets carnivalcombat.com and stay tuned because we are gonna be releasing streaming information very soon.
Fuck yeah! And shout out to Adrian Appalucci for joining us, and Alex Stein for calling in and scaring her away. All right, that has been the show. Shout out to our lovely producer, Johnny Glover, the Southern Lover. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. If you want ad-free episodes, patreon.com/lowvaluemail. Anyways, I'll see you all soon. Play us out! My shit heroic, empathic abilities, yeah, my face be also stoic. Bleep blow up, nigga, that just means I'm working. They see me as a leader, so that's why I'm Captain Kirkin. These charts from the stars, that much is for certain. You can feel this hit if you up or if you hurt. I'm raising my stock, not talking, my feet are some Birkin. Number Johnny 5, got a fucking short circuit. Bring the track to life when I speak phenomenon. When I hit, she feel that shit in her abdominals. These rappers make me laugh like comic view, they comic do. You know I got a ball out, I hit the track running just like Sonic do. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, now we pulling up fresh on some flight shit. Ha. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. They don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, they was trying to get me on my hype shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch. Yeah, and they tried to down me up some KO type shit. Yeah, they don't wanna turn on my light switch.